Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger flicked him, see? See the vortices like the darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
It's 10 p.m. on a Friday night, and that can only mean one thing. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and tonight's show is a subset of last week's theme. During last Friday's show, we looked at that week during the 80s, but tonight we'll be looking back at the movies this week in the 80s. A bit of inspiration for that theme, perhaps from the fact that this weekend I'll be seeing In the Heights. This will mark my first visit to a movie theater since the pandemic began, so I'm very excited.
And there was much rejoicing.
But enough about me. Let's get the show underway by addressing the SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week. 40 years ago this week, this duet by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie jumped into the top 40 on the US Hot 100 and would eventually reach number one for 9 straight weeks. Name the song. And the answer to tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week, Endless Love from the motion picture of the same name, which was released 40 years ago tomorrow, July 17th, 1981. It was the biggest selling single of Diana Ross's career. The movie was a flop, but the title track received Academy Award and Golden Globe Award nominations for Best Original Song. The movie also marked Tom Cruise's first appearance on the big screen, even though it was a minor role. A fan of 80s trivia, are you? Then you should be following me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio, where I post the 80s trivia question of the week just before the show, as well as other 80s related news throughout the week.
All right, let's cut the and now let's all get serious.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
Hearts that beat as one, our lives have just begun.
Forever,
I'll hold you close in my arms. I can't resist your charm.
And love,
oh Lord,
If you left your heart in the 80s, then Songs from the Squid Pod is your home. Tonight's theme is At the Movies This Week in the 80s, a continuation of sorts from last week's show that looked back at that week in the 1980s in general. And if you're thinking to yourself, but Savoir Faire, I tuned in last week at 10 p.m. like I always do, and you weren't on the air. Well, you're right, and I apologize, but the Squid Pod did air at 11 p.m. for that night only. I tried making some last-minute modifications and missed the remote show upload cutoff point. However, if you did miss it, you can still catch the archive on the station's website at WMFO.org and clicking on the schedule link at the top of the page. Getting back to the show at hand, we started with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. Lionel Richie and Diana Ross's duet on the title track to the movie Endless Love, which will be marking its 40th anniversary tomorrow. We heard a couple of other tracks from the Endless Love soundtrack. Kiss gave us I Was Made for Lovin' You, originally from 1979, and Cliff Richard followed with his 1980 hit Dreamin'. While the movie Endless Love may have been a flop, Arthur certainly was not. When you get caught between the moon and New York City, you know you're listening to Songs from the Squid Pod on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
I know it's crazy, but it's true. I take it this bum will be calling you.
Dad, he's a millionaire.
You have my permission to marry him.
Rain. My COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts. Visit cdc.gov.
Listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. Tonight we're looking back at the movies this week in the 80s. Arthur, starring Dudley Moore and Liza Minnelli, celebrates its 40th anniversary tomorrow. So we started with Arthur's theme by Christopher Cross, which would be his second number one hit. Ambrosia also appeared on the soundtrack to Arthur with Poor Rich Boy. And we wrapped up the mini tribute to Arthur with one of the most underrated songs of the 80s, Nicolette Larson's Fool Me Again. That's such a great track. Her voice is reminiscent of Linda Ronstadt and a bit of Olivia Newton-John and Sheena Easton mixed in. Larson and Ronstadt were backup vocalists for Neil Young. And speaking of Linda Ronstadt, she just turned 75 this past week. Nicolette Larson is probably best known for her top 10 cover of Neil Young's Lot of Love. On July 15th, 1983, the sequel to Saturday Night Fever, Staying Alive, was released in theaters. John Travolta reprised his role as Tony Manero, and the film was directed by Sylvester Stallone. We heard the Bee Gees' big hit with The Woman in You. We'll continue our look at the movies this week in the 80s with something from the Beverly Hills Cop 2 soundtrack, here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Yeah. be good.
Me from running, but just keep
face to face in secret places. Feel the chill.
I made you all wet.
Yes, but my martini's still dry.
The one
We'll be right back. Close your eyes. What do you hear?
I hear the water. I hear the birds.
Do you hear your own heartbeat?
No.
Do you hear the grasshopper, which is at your feet?
Old man, how is it that you hear these things?
Young man, how is it that you do not?
Have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire. I hope you enjoyed my look back at the movies this week in the 80s. I expect to be back next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp, so be sure to keep your radio dial right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. A quick rundown of what you've been listening to. This week in 1987, George Michael popped into the top 10 with I Want Your Sex, which was part of the Beverly Hills Cop 2 soundtrack. Beverly Hills Cop 2 was released in May of 1987. We then listened to a mini James Bond movie tribute. The 10th James Bond film and third to star Roger Moore, The Spy Who Loved Me, was released on July 13th, 1977. Okay, that one doesn't meet the theme criteria for tonight, but let's face it, Carly Simon's Nobody Does It Better is one of the best Bond theme songs. That was a number two hit for Carly, and it's the first Bond theme song with a different title than the movie. This week in 1985, Duran Duran's Bond theme song, A View to a Kill, was sitting at number one on the US Hot 100 for the second week in a row. While Duran Duran may have had a view to a kill, Gladys Knight had a License to Kill from the 1989 Bond film of the same name, which was released on July 14th, 1989. On this day in 1982, Survivor moved up to number four with Eye of the Tiger. Eye of the Tiger was featured in Rocky IV from 1985. Have a great week, everyone. Stay safe, get vaccinated, and keep wearing those masks if you're out and about in crowded spaces. Ciao.
just a stranger. Love the blues and the brave.
Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.